Very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Tussiet, and I'm with you until 6 o'clock playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. I've got some national final songs, some brand new releases coming from Slovenia and Sweden coming up within the next hour. With A Million Years from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish national final in 2017. What a way to kick off the Eurovision Showcase this week here on Forest FM. Oh yes, especially after last Tuesday being the announcement day for the Melodifestivalen acts and the song titles being announced in a lavish do in Stockholm, I believe. And we were thrilled here at the Eurovision Showcase at the fact that Mariette is coming back to Melodifestivalen next year in 2018. There are other returnees coming back from other contests of Melodifestivalen, including Kiki Danielsson, who did end up representing Sweden twice in 1982 and 1985. And also we've got Samir and Victor, who have try to represent Sweden and win Melodifestivalen twice in 2015 and 2016. They'll be coming back. Also, Benjamin Ingrosso, who came fifth last year with the song Good Loving. He's a Swedish version of Justin Timberlake, almost. Very current modern music, so which is obviously very good and refreshing to hear. But there hasn't been many other returnees, but we got a bit of a shock. If you remember Margaret with the song Cool Me Down in the Polish National Final 2016, well, she's made it big in Sweden to the fact that she's now in Melodifestivalen next year. So that's quite exciting. If Margaret's popularity from a couple of years ago will continue and maybe propel her to represent Sweden at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Points from Poland are almost a certainty for Sweden if that does happen. Indeed. But there's lots of brand new artists who have never been in Melodifestivalen before, and that's going to be quite exciting and refreshing to hear all these new voices, certainly to us Eurovision fans at least. So we wait with bated breath. Now, speaking of Melodifestivalen, their winner in 2014 for Sweden, Melodifestivalen winner, and coming third at the Eurovision Song Contest with the song I Do, Sanne Nilsson has a brand new song out. And the song is called Innan du lämnar mig, which means Before You Leave Me. It's a beautiful ballad, and I no doubt I'm sure you'll enjoy this one. Sanne Nilsson with Innan du lämnar mig.
Hur fint det än varit vet jag att jag kommer ångra att jag såg dig den dagen. Det var tiotusentals, men det kändes som att bara var du och jag. Din blick säger mer än dina ord när du säger att du känner som jag gör. Vet inte vad jag längre ska tro när du blir kall och allting vissnar och dör. För jag är allt jag, men det kommer aldrig räcka för dig. Fast du är att vi alltid ska vara som vi var den första tiden, den sommaren. Jag sa att allting måste väl ta slut, för ingenting kan vara så starkt för alltid. Din blick säger mer än dina ord när du säger som jag gör. Vet inte vad jag längre ska tro när du blir kall, fryser mitt hjärta sönder. Jag ger allt jag har, men det kommer aldrig räcka för dig. Du är allt jag har.
Tänker jag gå innan du lämnar mig? Innan du lämnar mig?
Rushing for the papers every day to find out what the stars have got to say about the fortunes that are on the way. It's crazy, crazy. Working, not waiting, not forever will hold. Success comes from what we do, not from what we're told. And counting on love, he starts his living on foretold. Don't let the planets take control of our lives. Believe in the truth and not celestial.
There we are, Sheba with Horoscopes, the Irish Eurovision entry for 1981 on home soil that year. Same year as Bucks Fizz with Making Your Mind Up, winning for the United Kingdom. Oh yes, good times. Right, well, we're going to listen now to the winner of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2017, which ended up being Russia, Polina Bogusevich, with the song Wings. It's a great song with a killer key change towards the end. You've got to wait for it. It's amazing. Now, I thought the show was fantastic. I thought the presenters, which were Lizzie and Helen, were really engaging. Great to have a young lady and an adult presenting the show. I thought that was a really good idea. The voting was a bit controversial, as it always is with Eurovision, but the online voting had a little bit of a problem, which has been heavily talked about on social media, sadly, for all the wrong reasons. But we won't mark on that, because we try and keep things positive. We'll try. But Portugal made their return to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, sadly coming joint second last with the Irish entry, with the song YouTuber from Mariana Valenciao. Great, she's a great singer. The song was a bit, it's called YouTuber, which is incredibly catchy, I must admit. I loved it, but there you go, what do I say? The Irish entry, which was sang in Irish Gaelic, from Maureen McDonnell, with Shalushkasa. I said that with a bit of a Portuguese tongue there, I apologise. I'm half Irish, I should know. But let's hear the Irish entry before I dig myself a hole, which I'll never be able to get out from. Okay, great song this is called. It's called Wings, Polina Bogdasevich, Russia's junior Eurovision winner for 2017.
Ты хочешь быть отважным, окна открыть, силы собрать в кулак, но в тишине твой голос слышен едва, просто скажи однажды, я не боюсь, делая первый шаг, и повторяться эхом эти слова, и в одну вдруг сольются 100 дорог. Больше ты здесь не будешь одинок. Я расправлю крылья за твоей спиной. Heaven can be so close. There are no bounds and limits. Somewhere so high, you can get what you want. That's the time. Destiny unites our roads. You are not alone. Higher than the stars.
That is awesome, isn't it? Polina Bogdasevich, the junior Eurovision winner for Russia in 2017. Wings. Now it's now time to play another great new song. We're heading over, actually, to Romania now. And Sergiu Bolota. Now, you remember we interviewed him earlier in the year, I believe. Yeah, sure we did. And Sergiu was in the Romanian semi-final. Now, he, as we know, is a Romanian singer-songwriter, and he's released a brand new song on Tuesday, the 28th of November. His song is called Every Little Thing. After collaborating with on his previous single, We Were Young, with Eurovision 2015 Estonian star Stig Rista, this time he's chosen to do it all by himself, and Sergiu composed and wrote the song, and Catalan Ivescu produced it. I know it's almost a year gap between We Were Young and Every Little Thing, but I prefer to take some time to release new music. I really wanted to do it all by myself. Lyrics and music. I composed a lot of songs since January, around 20, but picked only 3, and this song and other 2 in Romanian. That are released in the upcoming months, says Sergiu. Now, Sergiu is a singer-songwriter, as we've mentioned, and he was born in Sibiu in Romania. He started singing since he was a little child in various school events, but also in churches. And he was born in the large family of 7 children. And between 2009 and 2011, he was involved in a worship band called Zeo Thuza. and they released their first rock praise and worship album in November of 2010. 11 powerful songs, some rock ballads and some happy songs, and they put a lot of passion and effort into that project, which to his opinion was a successful one. And between 2008 and 2013, he worked in a skate shop, and Skate World has been his second love after music. And after 5 years, he quit his job to focus on his musical career and has started singing at various events. And in March 2016, he released his first EP called Lumini, which means lights in Romanian, containing 5 songs. And in 2017, he released a song, obviously, We Were Young, with the famous Estonian Stig Rösta. So let's hear Sergiu Bolotar's brand new single. It is called Every Little Thing.
You call me silence, but you cover up your ears when I just scream and shout your name out of the blues. Just a phase, a story to erase. All my dangers simply.
The brand new single from Sergiu Bolotar from Romania, that is Every Little Thing, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Rob's Random request. Yes, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. This is a part of the show where my husband, Rob Arritutit, will get two hats, and we've got a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We glue them together and we play that song absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, this week, Rob has picked the year 1984. And Rob has picked the country of Ireland. Yes, Ireland was represented by Linda Martin with the Johnny Logan penned song Terminal 3. And in the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 5th of May in 1984 in Luxembourg City, Luxembourg, Terminal 3 was chosen as the Irish entry on their own national final on the 31st of March 1984. Terminal 3 marked the island's return to the Eurovision following RTE's decision to opt out of the 1983 contest because of financial constraints. The national final in Ireland was held in the studios of the broadcaster RTE in Dublin, hosted by Gay Byrne. Yeah, the very famous Irish broadcaster and presenter. Eight songs took part, with the winner being chosen from voting of eight regional juries. Contestants included the 1981 representatives Sheba and Charlie McEtican, who would go on to win the Eurovision Song Contest 10 years down the line, along with Paul Harrington. There we go. So, in first place, obviously, was Ireland's song with Terminal 3. In second place was Flo Sweeney with the song This Is For You. And Charlie McGettigan came third with the song Bebop Delight. Ah. And then fourth place was Sheba with My Love and You. Well, on the night of the final, Linda performed in ninth in the running order, following Belgium and preceding Denmark. The pre-contest, Terminal 3 was rated as one of the front runners in a field of Nobelist standout songs, and Martin gave a vocally strong and visual striking performance. The early voting was very close, and the lead changing hands regularly between Ireland, Denmark and Spain. However, from the halfway point, it was a surprise to most of the observers that the underrated song from Sweden pulled away to claim the victory with 145 points. With Ireland eventually finishing in second place with 137 points. Terminal 3 received 4, maximum 12 points from Belgium, Italy, Sweden and Switzerland, with only Yugoslavia failing to award it any points at all. The Irish jury gave 12 points to the Swedish entry. So now let's hear Ireland's Eurovision entry in 1984. People mark this as Linda Martin's better song, because Linda Martin did go on to win Eurovision in 1992 with the song Why Me, again penciled by Johnny Logan. So let's hear Terminal 3, Ireland's 1984, Rob's Random Request.
Should be waiting 'cause he'd be all alone. I'm in- USA. Long distance USA. Long distance USA.
Long distance USA. Last night I heard them say, oh, great. Ireland 1984, Rob's random request for this week. Hope you enjoyed that one. It's now time to catch up with the latest headlines. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 3rd of December. The first wave of tickets for Eurovision 2018's grand final went on sale on Thursday morning and sold out within about half an hour. Being sold on Thursday were standing and Golden Circle tickets for the grand final. The Golden Circle. Really? The next ticket sale will be in December the 20th, which all pricing categories will be available to purchase for the grand final, including seated tickets. Hopefully I'll have better luck on the 20th. The European Broadcasting Union has released a statement about the online voting for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest last week in Georgia. If you'd like to take a read of that, then go to junioreurovision.tv. Helen Kaladaze, who co-hosted the Junior Eurovision Song Contest last week, will be in the Georgian National Final next year. That's very exciting. Jamala, who won the Eurovision Song Contest 2016 with the song 1944, has been announced to be on the national jury selection for their national final. Anders Lundstedt, who is one of the singers of Alcazar in Sweden, said that they submitted a song for Melody Festival in 2018, which was rejected. And Anders has stated that they could have won Melody Festival if that song went into the national final. And finally, Carl William Lund, who was in the UK national final in 2016, has been also announced with many other singing celebrities from Malta and Sweden to take part in the San Marie's online national selection. Yeah, there's loads of them, believe me. Jessica, Dina Nana, oh my goodness me, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. It's crazy. Frankie and Calais is going to be on it too. It's crazy, but it has been announced earlier this week that there will be a wild card, who is Sam Marie's, who will be in their national final. So that's very good. I don't know how they're going to be doing this. Is it going to be an online national final? Or is it going to be on TV in San Marino? I don't know yet. I'm yet to dive into it properly, to be perfectly honest with you, because I can't get too excited unless we know, you know, more details. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiat, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Feeling guilty with Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
We are flying over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, I see it! A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Please don't this, baby, stay.
Sterling there with Playing With Numbers, Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2015. I haven't heard that in a while, so I thought we'd give it a play. Why not? Well, the next new release that we're going to hear next up here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM is the song from Nusha Darenda. Now, Nusha represented Slovenia at the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Energy, which a lot of Eurovision fans believe should have won. Well, her brand new single is called Najmi Des Polonzi Dalan, which means Let the Rain Fill My Palm. Ooh, deep this is, guys and gals. Check it out. It's the brand new song from Nusha Darenda from Slovenia.
Korak vodi tjara da bi odšla, tvoj objem poletim, čutim trda tla, a ne obupam, vem, da pot je trnova. Vsaka laž, vsaka skrb in zlagan dotik me potre, me načne, mi nasme gre. Napolni dlan, naj mi vrne vse, kar mereu se scârbi, s-ai preveci boli, stai cu te veni.
Once in a Lifetime for Estonia at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden, and the Globen. Indeed it was. Coming sixth. A very respectable place, once again, for Estonia. Estonia always managed to get into the top 10, mostly, in their early years, except for their debut entry coming second last with poor old Zilvi Vrait. God rest his soul. And Tuitkum coming 13th with about two other countries in 1998 in Birmingham that year. So, now, let's scoot off to Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time for playing a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we're heading to the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, we played the studio version, obviously, a few weeks ago. But this song, live, was incredible. I was lucky enough for myself and Rob, well, we both were, myself and Rob, were very lucky to go and see this live at the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest. This exact live performance, which I'm going to play for you now. It is the winner of the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. It's Conchita Wurst with Rise Like a Phoenix, Austria 2014.
Wow. Waking in the rubble, walking over glass. Neighbors say we're trouble. Well, the time has passed. Peering from the mirror, no, that isn't me. A stranger getting nearer, who can this person be? You wouldn't know me at all today. From the fading light I fly, rise like a phoenix out of the ashes, seeking rather than vengeance, retribution. You were won. Once I'm transformed, once I'm reborn, you know I will rise like a phoenix. But you're business, act as if you're free. No one could have witnessed what you did to me. 'Cause you wouldn't know me today. And you have got to see, to believe. From the fading light of down, but I'm gonna fly. Rise like a phoenix out of the ashes, seeking rather than vengeance, retribution. You were won. Once I'm transformed, once I'm reborn, you know I will rise like a phoenix. But you're
This is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Wat ik zei, ik heb ook geleerd om te vechten voor een nieuwe dag. Is dat dan verkeerd? Ik wil alles met je delen, wil alles voor je zijn. En als jij me wilt vertrouwen, dan delen we de pijn. Samen met je janken, samen uit. Samen door het blind gaan, niets is mij te dol. Het leven is een carousel, het leven is een straat. Die eens doodloopt als je niet meer weet hoe het verder gaat. Even, ja heel even maar, denk je het is voorbij. Maar ik hou van jou zoals je bent, hou je ook van mij.
That's Maywood representing the Netherlands at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Ik wil alles met je delen, which means I want to share everything with you. Yes, it was the pre-contest favourite, if I remember rightly, in 1990. Not that I would remember necessarily on the day, because I was 4 years old, just to rub it in. But that's what people have been saying. Anyways, that's that. So, we're going to have a bit of a summary remix as we go out of the show this week. And we're heading to the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest, and I think Eurovision fans know who I'm talking about. Yes, we're heading to the beautiful island of Malta. And their entry came 8th with 73 points that year. And it's a song from Claudette Pace, P-A-C-E, there we are, with the song Desire. And here's the remix version.
From the first day I saw you to the last time we met, I've desired to hold you, have you, and make you mine.
I hope you all had your maracas out there. The amazing Claudette Pace with Desire. Malta 2000. Well, that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I have been your host, Kieran Arytutis. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. GMT, 6 p.m. Central European Time here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it would be lovely to hear from you. Follow us at ESC Showcase, and remember to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy. Get your requests and dedications in too. Arrivederci, au revoir, Ravidasane, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Stas's favorite station. Stas's favorite station. Stas's favorite station. Forest FM.